Welcome back. This is the 85 South Show. It's your man. Oh, shit. I'm breaking.
You almost threw up on yourself, boy.
That was a good burp.
85.
85. 85.
Hey, what's up? It's 85 South Show. It's your man, Carlos Miller.
It's your boy, DC on Fly.
Man, Clayton English, a.k.a. Sabado Domingo.
We are in here today, man. We bringing out all our character homeboys.
Yo, we got a lot of people we rock with that we shouldn't rock with, but we kind of rock with.
First of all, what we even said, what the fuck does Sabado Domingo mean?
Oh, that's Saturday and Sunday. I'm the weekend,
baby.
Oh,
okay, okay.
Yeah,
I'm over here like, did he just say me?
No, it's Saturday and Sunday. I'm the weekend of these ladies.
Okay.
You know, I go to them Spanish-speaking countries. They feel like the weekend around.
If you would never say it, I would have went up to a bit like, hey, man, you know I got that Sabado Domingo.
Hey, feel free to use it. That's what I put it out
like,
there for.
The weekend? Like,
you got
bitch.
The Saturday and the Sunday?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it is, man. This is the 85 South Show. We're chilling today, man.
You know
we really just
on,
fucking with the fans, man.
It's this one for the fans, man.
Seeing what the fans
y'all.
Like, man. This
we,
is
we love y'all.
We're gonna
we
go
do it
through
y'all,
the comments
the fans,
and see what they talking about.
YouTube
bro.
Comments, Twitter comments, Instagram, all them.
And
all
if
that.
You listen to the podcast and you ain't leaving us no feedback, just ask yourself,
what is wrong with you?
What is you
bitch?
Doing?
Why not? Let us know. We like
yeah,
to know we doing good.
Yeah,
we want to know.
That's
we
how we
need
know
improvement.
Where we going with this shit. That's how we know who the podcast is for.
How
like,
will
we read
know
it
otherwise?
And make sure y'all subscribe to YouTube channel, mm-hmm. man, and the podcast. Mm-hmm. Subscribe it, man.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the key to success
right
there.
That's the button right to the right at the top. You will know if you look and don't stop.
Hey,
don't stop.
Hey,
85 South in the bed. In the bed. If you listen to the mother nigga, bitch, you need to stop. Hey, you need to stop. Yeah, I swear you need to stop. Because this shit right here, I swear it's going to give your ass some help. Yeah, if you going through some, but I swear this what it is. And you ain't got no problem, cause nigga, just hang your bed.
Hey, I got that hand sanitizer because I'm killing germs. I'm going to wrap right. Right now, cause it's my turn.
Hey.
Your girlfriend need a perm.
Hey.
I think she needs some edges.
Hey.
She wanna fuck with me because I had her naked in the living room.
Hey.
Booty all up on the couch.
Hey.
Left the t-shirt on, but she took the titties out.
Hey.
She took the titties out.
The titties
she
out?
Took the titties out.
Something.
Hit it all up on the couch and made her pull the titties out.
Damn.
Pay attention. Get you a subscription.
Uh-huh.
Up on that YouTube. What you been missing?
Hey,
85 South Show. Wilder than we tripping.
Hey.
We take a little break in. We put it in the ditch.
Hey.
It don't matter. I'm going to make sure they remember.
Hey.
85 South Show. I swear it's going to be in the. Hey. I'm going to tell you now. Man, your bitch is a tender. Hey, I dip her in some honey mustard sauce. Then I dip her.
Oh, this the 85 South Show.
This the 85 South.
Huh? What?
Y'all.
This the 85 South.
Huh? What? Y'all.
This that 85 South. Hey, this ain't no radio show. This is a podcast.
This
for them girl with big titties who ain't got
no
ass.
No ass.
Ain't no show. This just a podcast.
This
for them girls who got big titties, but she ain't got no ass.
Bitch, you ain't got no ass. Bitch, you need stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, bitch, you ain't got no ass. Bitch, you need stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, bitch, you ain't got no ass, bitch, you need to step. Matter of fact, come back. I fuck you need some help.
Hey, we in here, bitch. Man, we in here, bitch.
Y'all stupid.
How did y'all say?
Asking me why this and why
hey,
that.
Hey, Clayton, who else? Who you know listening to the show?
Huh?
Who you know listening to
the
show?
Oh, I know everybody famous. Listening to it,
who
man.
Who famous listening to this
everybody
shit?
Listening to it. Bill Clinton.
I had a deaf person tell me this show was here. He was like, ain't it fair? Ain't it fair? Keep doing it.
Well, you
keep doing it.
He might not have been
nah,
deaf, though.
He be the nigga in the comments. I be in the comments. Yo, Craig. I'm in the comments.
No, they love us. He said he can read lips. He said he heard everything. He read lips the whole time.
He said, I don't hear y'all, but I be in the comments. And if they type what y'all say, y'all
I like
them.
Hey, make sure you type what we said in the comments for our deaf homeboy, bro.
Hey, look, we working on putting the show in Braille for everybody.
We
if anybody out there can write in Braille, help us out, man. Transcript some of these shows and
we,
get it out to the masses.
We want somebody to transfer this shit into some African dialects,
hey, man,
too.
For real.
We got a lot of fans out of South Africa.
Yeah, we got a lot of fans that need to hear it. Take it to the village and let them know.
And our Arabic fans, let me tell you something.
Because I know a little bit. I know
y'all
right now.
Y'all motherfuckers got
you.
To change y'all shit back to English. when y'all seen y'all comments and shit. I be seeing this shit.
Oh, you don't know what it say?
I be thinking that shit be like, I'm like, man, that nigga here trying to do some shit.
You
man.
Can't read that?
My phone about to blow up. I got to start reading.
Y'all think I be bullshit. Somebody hit me from Bangladesh the other day, bro.
Punjabi, MC.
I got hit from Bangladesh. I don't know who it was, bro. But they definitely was playing that shit in the background.
I'm in a comment, and if they would still be here, it's hilarious.
Where you be,
it's
bro?
Fucked up.
I be in a comment.
It's a deaf dude that's going to hear this, and he going to be like.
He going to be in the comment. He going to be like, man, that nigga talking crazy about the deaf people. What is he? He going to be a nigga say, what is he?
Type it up.
Stop that shit, Fly.
Type it up.
We're going to get this show translated to vibration so everybody can hear that shit.
We need to have subtitles on our shit. We're going to have subtitles.
No, you know what? You know what? If you deaf, just turn the speakers up and put your head on.
You stupid as hell. Just listen for the vibration.
Hey, nigga,
y'all laughing, but we do. On some real shit, we do have some people who listen to this show, man.
Man, we got all type of people to listen to this show. All different walks of life, man.
All different walks of life.
Different stuff they
going
through.
We even got people that can't walk that watch this show.
Yeah.
Nah, my dog in the wheelchair, he gonna give a fuck out of Arkansas. My nigga, he was like, bruh, y'all shit funny as hell. My little dog got it. Really? I bullshit you not. Little Rock, Arkansas.
What he say? He be working out that shit?
Nah, he say he just, you know, sometimes he be rolling around with us on rotation.
Yeah, you know, we got people listening using sign language, really can't talk.
That's what's up, bro.
Got people in the wheelchair, really no, can't bro, walk. Real,
we do got one I, fan that no. listened to us in dialysis. They hit us the other week, and we're going to always shout them out.
I swear on everything. Yeah, most definitely to that person. But I swear on everything, we got deaf fans, man. I'm telling you, nigga walked up on me, he was like, come here. I was like, hell no.
Stop doing this.
Stop
like,
doing this.
He gonna beat you up, bro.
He like, come here.
I hope I they like, fuck you up.
I was like, man, what's up?
I hope you get one.
I was on my street shit. I was like, nigga, what's up? He was like, I'm deaf, but my girl love you. I said, oh, what's up? And then she said, we love you. I said, both of these motherfuckers deaf.
That's fucked up, bro.
That let you know, man. Comedy translate, man.
Cause when I reached in for a dap. She gave me a hug. I was like, appreciate it. She was like, we love you. I said, oh, this bitch.
Bro, you stupid.
You stupid.
Nah, but on some real shit, don't never feel bad about your disability. Some people don't even know they have disabilities.
I ain't no such
you ever
thing
like went
disability.
To dap a motherfucker up and they had that little bitty baby hand. You like, ooh, that's a little bitty hand.
Ooh.
That little baby hand.
And it hooked like
it
that.
Got,
so
it be got bent. That little,
so you see it when they hook it, up. They be like, what's up? You be like, ah. Got there.
Look, if you have that little hand, you supposed to be laughing right now. You better not be sensitive.
Hey, we fuck with you. I ain't say none of this shit.
We fuck with you.
Hey, I had to die that motherfucker. He was like,
how you do it? Don't touch me with it.
I gave him a dap. I said, you ain't gonna get me with that one, bro.
Bro, you stupid as fuck, man.
Hell no.
But we really do have people like that watching this show, man. And if you can't laugh at that shit, why you fucking with the 85 South Show? You know we still love your ugly ass.
Hey, we love everybody.
Hey, look, yeah, it's man. People that's got problems that they don't even know they got.
Like what, bro?
It's people out there that think people like them. Don't nobody fuck with you.
For real. Talk to them, bro.
Nobody like you. Stop forcing yourself on people. Like nobody invited you. Yeah, stop saying, well, I'm going to come along.
When who you the find fuck yourself you asking come? Shit like, man, why y'all ain't tell me? Because it's the reason for all that shit.
Well, shit, I'm going to go with y'all.
No,
you're
not. You're not invited. We telling you that we leaving right now because we tired of fucking with you.
Oh, man. You can't go.
That's fucked up, bro. DC that made fun of our deaf audience. They
no,
gonna,
no.
That, oh, bro, man. That's fucked up. They going to stop listening to the show.
I'm in the comment. and I be like, wait, shit. Every episode, I say, what is shit?
Fly. He gonna stop listening, bro.
Right.
Stop that
you
shit.
You just alienated them.
He gonna stop. Let me tell you something. Deaf people are like the best readers.
No. Well, make sure you look at
what,
the camera.
You gonna write the show out for them?
Hell yeah.
That's what I said.
Hey, Joe, can we put this shit in closed captions for the deaf people? Yeah, make sure you put it on there, bro. Don't. Like, go back and turn all the closed captions on. I don't want nobody to be left out. This is the 85 South Show. This is a podcast for niggas
for
who
everybody.
Can't even hear.
That's
who
this
is for. Yeah. This is podcast for people with disabilities who don't want no help.
This
like,
podcast,
you got disabilities, but you don't want no. I can do it. Like,
you
okay,
know what?
All
you
right,
know what?
Fuck it.
It's people that fuck can't it. Hear
yeah.
that listen.
That need to hear this shit.
It's people that can't hear that listen better than people that can here.
Have you ever seen a nigga with that little bit of hand try to hold groceries?
Shut the fuck up, Flack.
You be like, bro, you see it slide or die? You be like, I got you, bro.
See, y'all laughing and shit. My stepbrother got that little arm that's fucked up.
My folk got that little arm.
That arm strong as a bitch, bro.
Man, my little folk got that arm where he be shooting pool.
You talking about your boy from, what you call it, 3-6?
DJ Paul.
DJ you Paul. Playing.
My stepbrother got
DJ home. Paul is a dog who you do not trust.
Yeah, do your ass. It's a pool, boy. He be like, hey, that ain't my why ain't going to hit the bank.
Hey.
And they going to mount. Why that?
What do you use the hand for to hold it?
No, he do. It's there to support.
That's what I'm saying. Use the and he shoot with the good hand.
And he lean on the pool table. He like,
you stupid, man.
He watched the ball go in. I told him, bank, go in.
You know how I used to fuck with my stepbrother who got that little arm? He used to piss me off. I'd just get the lemon pepper and sprinkle lemon pepper. He'd be like, bro, what you doing? I'm going to put some lemon pepper on that wing.
Ooh. You stupid. You dead wrong.
Now that hurt.
Yeah, we was real childish growing up.
Very childish.
Real childish growing
up. But look, though, like what if they got their little hand, but they drive a stick?
You stupid.
Ain't no driving a stick.
You know what? You laughing, but that little hand don't stop them from doing shit.
Bro. Hell nah.
Like that little hand grip be strong than a motherfucker.
Man, you know that's why when he tried to dap me, I was like, hell no.
I used to be like, bro, open this.
No, see, that's the thing. Pimples. That's the thing. They don't hit you with the little one. They grab you with the little one.
They grab you with it.
And they not letting go with that little one. They go whack you around with the good big one.
Because the good one be bigger.
And you going to be close. And then they just go wear your ass out with that.
Bro, we spent way too much time talking about disabilities today.
Nah, I fought with them. I had two disabilities in my family. Like,
oh, I thought you was about to say in your life that you overcame. I was like, this nigga Forrest Gump.
You fuck around, look at his shoe. One of them bigger than the other one. Why that shoe got so much sole?
I never noticed that. He got that little metal thing on his ankles.
I swear on everything. When I used to see kids, like when I was crumbing up, I'm like, damn, bro, why that nigga so big as fuck? Like, it bigger than the other one. Like, big. Like, they big.
Yeah, like a shoe.
And I had to ask, why your Alpha One so big as fuck? He like, bro, cause my little leg
shorter than nothing.
I'm like, oh, like, shit, why you just won't add to your leg instead of
you motherfucking retarded?
Can't.
This nigga is retarded. You gonna add to your leg?
More shoe way cheaper than more leg.
You stupid as fuck.
You have any idea how much more leg costs? You know how many tall midgets it would be if more legs was just cheap?
It's just like
it'd be a bunch of tall midgets with little torsos. Long legs, but little torsos.
Man, why your upper half look like a Lego man?
Man,
Shut up.
Look, man.
I tell you what, my goddamn business. I'm like, your voice ain't made to be up high. Like okay, that. I tell you what.
They be looking like Pinky in the Brain when he put on the suit.
Like the Little Rascals when they trying to sneak in the movies. Man.
Two big people on top. Three little motherfuckers in a trench coat. Three motherfuckers in a trench coat.
It don't matter how tall you are.
Wigs and goggles.
You can't get rid of that midget voice. Yes, two tickets, please. Excuse me. Where you at? Down here. Two tickets, please.
You just see fingers. See fingers come through the counter. Here you go.
Like, bitch, where's your ID? Don't put it in my hand. Hey, put it in my pocket.
I used to work in the circus for a little while. And, like, I used to work with the Universal Circus. I used to have to be around midgets all the time. I wasn't used to it. First time I saw one run fast, it fucked me up. It made me sick. I threw up. No, he was running fast. I didn't know they had different speeds. He was getting his knees up. I didn't even know he had knees. He was getting them up, though. He was moving fast.
Damn.
And plus, when they talk to you, they use their hands. They real expressive. And I'm tall, so I got to look down at them. And they short, so they got to look up at me. So the whole time, it just keep looking like they want me to pick them up. Just, yeah, and then the next thing you know, and I'm like, you need to be burped?
I didn't know that when midgets got together, they didn't want no, like, regular-sized people around. Like,
at a function?
Yeah, like, because I went to a little party and shit.
And you walked in and records stopped? The music stopped?
No, they got all in the corner. Like, the midgets, they was all in the corner and shit. And my homegirl, she a midget, so I was with her and shit. They was over there talking, and then dude was like, hold up, bro, excuse me. Damn, all up in our little conversation. I was like, damn, I just walked the fuck off.
Nigga, I remember we was in the Pat Club, right?
Hey, shout out to the midgets that listen too, man. It's fucked up. Y'all fucked up for talking about midgets.
No, we got like 4 or 5 midgets that listen to the show. Little people.
I'm in the club, right? It packed the fuck. I'm in the club.
That's what I was saying.
It was packed in here. So I'm like, man.
But this was back in the day.
Before everything was kosher. We didn't know no better. We was ignorant in the past.
I'm in the club, right? It packed the fuck. And I'm like, damn, man. So I keep turning around, cause I'm like, all right, the fur poke on the ass. I'm like, all right, it just packed. So I'm like, all right, bro. So then it was a poke again. I was like, hey, bro, excuse me. He was like, bro, that ain't me. I looked down, it's a midget. I'm like, this nigga, his face kept poking me in my ass. Cause the club
that's crazy. Was packed. Fly, you know, remember we went to that one show in Missouri, and the little midget bitch was trying to get with me?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, she sent me
bad
the
news?
She did. She sent me the news.
Shit out of little ass.
She sent me the news. Why her feet in all the pictures? Like, all of them. And that ass fat, but look at her feet. Little feet.
You stupid. You saw the little midget, excuse me, the little person stripper that jump on people, she run off the stage?
Okay, yeah. You're going to have to bleep all the M words. Bleep the M word. When you call the nigga E.T. the fucking
the Mexican Michael Jack,
that shit was classic. That's why we gotta be careful who we bring on the show.
Uno, dos, tres, cinco, seis, diez. Like,
Michael Jackson said that.
I'm a Mexican. Oh yeah, he said
rat that.
Uno, dos. Tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, diez. You know what? Get your ass on, Mexican Michael Jackson.
Hey.
Oh, shit. That should be funny.
Why E.T. did look like the Mexican Michael Jackson, though?
I don't know,
hey,
man.
Shout out to the Dirty Boys, man.
Shout out to them.
He crazy.
It probably really is a Mexican Michael Jackson out there.
In the comb and the dab. Y'all seen that guy?
I like that trap Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that shit was funny. Like, what are Michael Jackson was doing?
Hey, you know
like,
what I'm waiting nowadays? On, though? I'm waiting on some
sipping
trap.
Sipping on the lean. Y'all know what I mean. I'm smoking on the green.
Double cup.
I'm like, boy, that shit hard, Mike.
I'm waiting on somebody to do, like, the trap version of some Prince music, though.
Mike
I have
was
been waiting
on
that.
What, like, the wave that music is now?
Yeah.
Mike was on that with Dirty Diana.
It was.
If you listen to Dirty Diana, he on the same type of shit these motherfuckers be on now. He talking about the little groupie bitch trying to be everywhere. Mm-hmm.
That was Billie Jean.
But Dirty Diana, he go in. He talking about how this bitch be at every show.
Okay, you got to think about it. When we say nowadays.
She likes the boys in the band. She knows when they come in town.
She had Instagram back then. Back she knew. Then. She already knew that schedule.
Bitch was reading the newspaper. New editions coming Tuesday.
That shit crazy.
I
gotta
be back there. She only your fan after the show.
That's okay. Now, baby, do what you want. Freak the kentunk.
Rest in peace to Michael Jackson.
Hey, I will say that that is something that Lil Thot say. What? That's okay. Hey, I ain't tell you getting nothing to eat. That's okay.
Hey, you got to go home. You kicking me out? Yeah.
She said that's okay. Okay. They will say that.
If she, man, that shit crazy, damn, man. What if Mike was here for real?
I wish he was, though.
That shit'd be crazy.
Mike listened to the show.
Popping that pussy on a real nigga. Put that pussy in a handstand for me, baby. Like, you know what, Mike? I gotta get that Mike new album.
Have Mike ask for some head.
Pop that pussy.
I asked for the head.
Excuse me. I'm about to pull my dick out. Can I get some head? Who sloppy tapping? Like, what the fuck did he just say?
Damn, man. Rest in peace to Michael Jackson. Rest in peace to Prince. I'm ready to hear some. I haven't heard no trap remixes or no Prince song yet. Been waiting on some shit like that. Like they did the trap Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully somebody give me some trap Purple Rain. Just one or two. You know, don't overdo it.
You know the only.
Just give me like a trap Purple Rain.
You know the
and
only.
Then like a trap, like, you know what I'm saying, Erotic City.
The Prince song, the only Prince song that's on Apple Music is a screwed and chopped version of Purple Rain.
Oh, well, they got Prince music that's on Tidal. It.
Yeah,
you can check it out on Twitter.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jay-Z and Beyonce. They the highest paid couple in the
it's
fucking
your boy,
world. Right
it's
now.
Your boy Hov, man.
Yeah. I saw some shit today.
I wish my girl would go off on me and that shit was worth million.
Bro, I saw this shit today that said Gordon Ramsay make as much money as Beyonce. You know the chef Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, I believe it.
I don't know about that. That's,
I believe it.
All this money being flown around and we in poverty like hell.
Look, he got restaurants and he get paid to cuss people out.
Yeah.
Tell me the nigga chef friends me. Yeah. No, you're not doing it. You need to add more lemon juice. Like, what the
Here,
fuck?
Take these two pieces of bread, put your head in between it, and make yourself a shit sandwich.
Yeah,
that's the kind of stuff he'll say to you. That's what he'll say to you.
He said, look at the chicken. The chicken is so black, it just handed me a fucking mixtape.
Then he'll act like he really liked the food before he just give it a description. He'll be like, okay. It was fucking horrible.
This is like, the worst fucking thing I ever put in my fucking mouth.
Like, damn, nigga, you shouldn't have hung.
I'd much rather eat the cheese from an old man's cock than to eat this food.
Be like, well, you know what?
Like, this shit is way too extreme.
You can have that.
In all my years of
being a chef, I would rather eat the hairs from a wrinkly asshole.
What?
In all my years of being a chef, never have I had anything as vile, disgusting, and putrid as these Pringles. Pringles? I bought them like that. I didn't even make these.
Man, I'll be like, fuck that nigga, man. And his food probably ain't eating that damn good.
Did you wash the shrimp?
His food's supposed to be on point.
Did you wash the shrimp? What did you wash them with? Shit!
Oh my God, this guy. Fucking crazy, bro.
He did go off on
I
one
have
time.
Had patty pies that was better than this fucking pie.
He
like,
told
you know
the
what?
People
Fuck
he,
that,
said,
nigga.
He said, you've got ice in there. It's not our ice top. He said, but that's what we use it for.
Shout out to Gordon Ramsay. Oh, they don't know that real niggas be watching this shit, bro.
I watch all that. Oh, but get what I fought with?
What?
I'm late. I fuck with that Shark Tank shit.
You mean the Shark Tank?
What? I really be picking up on game.
Oh, like, I'm going to go on episode. I'm supposed to go on next year.
For real?
Yeah. What's your invention?
I got some new shit coming out.
What is it?
I'm coming out with my own line of bread. I'm the first person to do it. It's going to be all end pieces. First person ever come out a whole loaf full of end pieces. For real. It's the best shit ever. End pieces, the strongest piece of bread. Try spreading cold peanut butter on a regular piece of bread. You'll slice your goddamn hand off.
What you calling
you
this
You use
shit?
The end piece, you can wipe that shit off like a sword. You can use the end piece as an oven mitt if you do it fast enough. Look, man, y'all not going to keep
what you calling
halting it? My dream, huh?
What you calling
it? Either all good things come to an end, or I'm going to call them just the tip. Have you tried putting just the tip in your mouth in the morning?
I got
That's
one.
The commercial.
I got
what
one.
You got?
End up with a sandwich.
End over end.
But that's hilarious, bro.
I'm coming out with it. I'm going on Shark Tank, so I need all the investors, for real.
First, they're going to look at you, and they're going to look at you like, what the fuck? They're going to be like, that was brilliant.
That was brilliant.
I'm willing
like
to put
jingle.
Five. But this is the crazy part about it. They be like, I'm willing to put $500,000 into your investment for 80%. Nigga be at a highlight, he robbing you.
Don't do it.
And the nigga be like, I've been camp. I just couldn't wait to get here to meet with Carlos to invest in my, I'm going to go. You know what, Carlos?
This fuck was him it. Up, though.
I'm going to give me $400,000 and you can get 75%. And nigga be like,
this would be fucking
deal.
Him up, though.
Like, when they ask,
when they ask this one question, it fuck everybody up. How many of them have you sold so far?
That's what I'm talking about. Selling is overrated.
No, look.
There's a lot of people
wanting
it. We got
a distributor in Mexico.
No, this was.
But the plant got shut down.
A lot of people wanted
like,
it.
They be like the inventory. They fuck up with the sales with the inventory. They be like, so how much you sold? We be like, see, look, we only sold $10,000, but we got $1 million of inventory. We got $1,500,000 inventory. So you got $1,500,000 shit put up.
I feel
that don't
you,
nobody
but how
buy.
Many have you
and
sold?
And like, we capable of selling because we sold 10,000.
I feel you.
But we got $1 million of inventory.
But how many have you sold though?
We got $1 million of inventory. And if we sell those, we got $1 million. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's a no from me, dog.
Well, look, we sold one. We sold one, but I believe in the product so much, I bought it back. I don't even want it to be out there like that.
You know what? You know what? You know what? I'm out.
I just can't. I just can't. I just don't see how I'm going to make
my
money back.
Okay, you know what? I give you an offer. I give you an offer because your marketing is horrible. But I can see it going somewhere. But how about this? Give you $2, a honey bun and a Swisher.
You know what?
And I own.
You know what?
30% of your company.
Who gave these niggas a podcast, huh? I mean, I'm sitting here listening through these niggas. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
You fucking
here?
Talking about?
They're fucking moolies.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
Who the fuck are these moolies?
Listen,
Listen, you come in here, you talk to me about niggas. I don't
know any niggas. I never said nothing about no niggas.
That's why I don't hire niggas.
Well, you think I'm gonna hire some niggas?
I'm not gonna hire any jigs.
Listen, wait, calm down.
Everybody, calm down.
Charlie, wait a minute. You're not a made man, Charlie.
So you're gonna bust my balls over here. You're gonna bust
every
my balls.
Fucking week.
Oh man, it's gonna be ball juice everywhere, man. Let him talk.
You're gonna bust my balls.
Let him talk. I'm not cleaning up today.
Don't you fucking give me any shit, you fucking mooly.
I told you I had the runs. That's not funny.
Hey,
you fucking eat zucchini in primavera. What do you expect?
You're a Dr. Wise guy, huh?
Who brought this motherfucker over here?
Wise guy, he's a doctor.
He's zucchini primavera with the screws.
So you guys gonna sit here and you're gonna fucking bust my balls over here in my fucking place?
I'm not cleaning up.
Somebody get my fucking brother Joey over here.
Wait a minute.
We talking about Joey two thumbs? Joey three thumbs? Or Joey no thumb?
No, I'm talking about Joey the Mooly. You know Joey the Mooly.
Hey, listen to me. We're not calling Joey.
We're going to call the Moolies over here.
Jolly stinks, my nigga.
So you're trying to tell me that I'm going to take money from us and give them to the jigs? Is that what you're saying?
That ain't what we're saying.
You're trying to say I'm a fucking nigga lover. Is that what you're saying?
That's what we're saying.
You're trying to say I love niggas. I don't love no fucking niggas over here.
Why do they say nigga in every Italian
place, never here. We never bring niggas here, ever. No niggas allowed. I swear to God, on my mother's eyes, I never bring niggas around here.
Except for Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson's no nigga. No nigga can move like that.
I like Nick Cannon. I like Nick Cannon.
Nick's a good boy. I like Nick Cannon. He's a good boy. He never should have left Mariah.
That's a sweet piece of ass. I don't know how you would leave a piece of ass like that.
How would you like to blow the sausage on that one, huh?
He didn't leave. I'd like to give her the old brazil.
You know what I mean?
I don't think he eats ass. Because I eat the ass.
Well, you know she's no good now. Because you know what they say about those niggas. You know what they say. It's fucking ridiculous, this thing. You know what I mean?
Because I got juicy to meet the ball. I would tell Mariah.
You know, they say those niggas, they have, you know, those dicks with hands on the end. I swear to God.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I never heard that. What are you saying to me, huh? What are you saying?
I told you. What did I tell you, Carl?
He told me. Listen, Colosio.
So what were you saying? What are you trying to say?
Hey, if Rocky would have stayed in the ring, everything would have been okay. All right, that's the end of the discussion.
Hey, cool out. Okay, everybody relax. Everybody just fucking relax. Another round of drinks on me. Fuck it. Okay.
No, we got all excited. Man.
We got all excited over here.
Let me tell you something.
For no reason, it was a big deal.
It was a big deal for no fucking reason.
Everything's gonna work itself out. I'm gonna talk to Chicago.
Hey, you got a problem.
You got a problem.
Because if you two got problems, I have problems. But if we have no problems, I have no fucking problems.
Why do you like to indirect the threats? Like, we don't know what the fuck that means, Charlie.
Hey, don't bust my balls. Don't bust my balls over here.
I'm not cleaning up.
Nobody said you had to do anything, huh?
Because every time some bullshit happens, you want to shoot somebody and I got to clean it up. I'm not cleaning up today.
That was one fucking time. You clean up blood one fucking time. I never hear the end of it.
Who the fuck is this guy, huh?
Because
you're supposed to put plastic down first. Everybody knows.
Yo, you put plastic down. He's a wise guy. Do you guys really think I know when I'm going to shoot a cocksucker? Huh? I don't know when I'm going to shoot a cocksucker.
That's why we got to be prepared. And then you want us to do extra work and clean
and
it up.
You're going
to
bust my balls over here.
Listen, I wish they was busted already.
This fucking guy.
Hey, chill out. You got Phil all excited. All
right, Phil. Phil, let's go grab a bite to eat.
I can do that.
Phil, you want to go get a little pastrulli?
I could eat.
You want to go get a little pastrulli?
I could eat.
See, that's your problem. You always want to steal my best friends, Charlie. We about to go get a bite to eat. We don't want you there.
Well, fuck it, huh?
I ain't fucking with y'all no more.
I guess I'll see you guys later. I don't know. Fucking A.
And then
he
came with the raspy shit. I was like, nigga, where you find him at?
That's Phil. He's the old guy.
You know.
They always got one that's about to die.
You
got Phil all excited, you cocksucker. Turn his oxygen up, huh?
Turn it up, not off, motherfucker.
Phil, relax. Relax, okay?
I ain't fucking with you.
We're going to get killed.
Everybody.
The mafia going to show up and fucking. Oh. Who was those guys you had on your show?
They're going to be mad.
I'll be goddamn.
Well, what are you talking about now?
You know what? Look, I went down to the store.
Nope, we're not going to talk about that. Nope. We're going to talk about these goddamn Black Lives Matter people.
Black?
Blocking the goddamn roads.
Well, let me tell you something. You
know I get on 75 trying to go up to my sister's house and at work. These black sumbitches got the whole goddamn road just blocked off, hollering and a hooping.
Well, let me tell you something. Wait a minute. I might sound
talking
like a traitor.
Talking about goddamn Black Lives Matter. All lives matter, goddammit. I don't give a fuck who you ask.
Steve.
Well, hold on there now. First of all, look, I want to say this. Look, now, all niggers ain't bad niggers.
Damn sure ain't.
Because my daughter got a little half nigger, and I love the shit out of him, and I'll shoot anyone.
Now,
DC,
let me tell you something. You know what they say is worse than a nigger?
What's worse than a nigger?
Another one.
Let me tell you something. Ain't nothing wrong with a nigger. Have you ever fucked one of those niggers? Let me tell you something.
I couldn't do that.
That thing they call a pussy.
I wouldn't do that.
Listen, fuck what you talking about. It's like having grape juice and you never had it.
You're disgusting. I couldn't do it.
You drink water all your life and all of a sudden you had grape juice.
Listen, I couldn't do it.
I'm used to water all my life and all of a sudden I had grape juice. That pussy tastes like grape juice.
I like my women like a Coca-Cola that's been sitting on the dashboard flat.
Shout out to them redneck dude that talking cursive. Shit, you know, really a lot of times they come down and they shit me. I'm not finna stand around.
That's the king of the hills.
Yeah, I'm not finna, not for nothing. For who? For me and you?
This is what I'm gonna say right here, real quick, before I get out of here.
What you gonna do?
Before I go.
I'm gonna say it one time. What you gonna say?
Now you know I'm not prejudiced or racist or anything like that. But when these Black Lives Matter people get to hooping and hollering, talking about shooting police, then that's when I have a problem with it, buddy. That's where I draw the line.
Well, I'm gonna tell you one thing.
Blue Lives Matter. My brother Dale is a police officer.
Listen to me. I don't have a problem with the Black Lives Matter.
He's a sheriff deputy, but that's a police officer.
I don't have a problem with the Black Lives Matter.
I got a lot of problems with them.
You can march all you want to.
First of all, they're black.
All I want to tell you
they're
is
black.
Stop it at 12 o'clock.
They're black.
You ain't got to go to 1:30,
2:30. Hell, they're not going to stop
ain't
at 12 o'clock.
Ain't nobody listening at 2:30 in the fucking
morning.
They're
black. They don't have no sense of time. They've been out. Hell, they just showed up at 12:30. Hell, they sleep all day.
You ain't got to go up to 2:30 in the morning. We heard you at 11.
Hell, you've been hollering and hooping. He shot my cousin.
Well, when
the police tell you to lay your ass down, guess what you're supposed to do?
Cut all that shit.
Lay your ass down. If you can't respect the police when they say do something, they're going to shoot you. And there ain't no two ways about it.
Cut that shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Because we love
that's too
black
real.
People.
That's too that's real. You can't play that. That's Mm-mm. too fucking real. Mm-mm. They really be on Facebook with that shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like, fuck
they killing us. Well, no, they're not. Actually, you guys are killing you guys because last weekend in Chicago, 688 people got shot and nobody said a goddamn thing. And all of them were black.
Somebody did say something, though.
No, they
didn't.
They
put them numbers out.
I didn't hear nothing.
The numbers ain't come out.
I didn't hear nothing. They be justifying the hell out of that shit. 712 people got shot 2 weeks ago, and not one of you said nothing.
And let me tell you something.
You know
just
what,
because
though?
We rape somebody, only get 12 months, and you rape somebody, get 5 years.
You know what, though?
That shit is privilege.
They explain it to me, bro.
What?
Like, they be knowing what they doing sometimes.
They do that shit,
duh,
bro.
They be knowing that, like,
I gotta pee.
This lady after my show, she was like, well, you'll never hear about white people doing a drive-by. And I ain't say nothing about drive-bys in my show or nothing.
Right.
And I was like, well, I saw Sarah Palin shooting a moose out of the helicopter. That was a drive-by. And she was like, I know, I was just being a Hoosier. And I was like, what's a Hoosier? And she was like, it's like a Midwest redneck. And I was like, oh, okay. So you knew what you was doing. You was just saying some shit just to be contrary Just so you know what the fuck you doing. Hey, okay.
Man, it used to be illegal for a black man to have the right answer. Like, if a white person said the wrong shit and you corrected them, they could hang your ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd you find out?
You can't be right.
Uppity nigger. You been reading?
I heard that. You know how hard it would be to hide the fact that you can read?
That's fucked up.
What you stop for? I got tired.
Instincts?
I got tired. I just take a little break. Oh, it ain't got nothing to do with that sign. I don't even know what that sign was for.
Oh, man. This is the 85 South Show. Well, everybody gets made fun of. Black, man. White, purple, Italian, whatever. This show is for everybody. How you feel, bro?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm, you know, there's a lot going on, man. I'm just glad to be off. You know, I got a little time off, man, so I can then just get in perspective. I'm going to get out here, man. My brother out here with these marches and stuff, so yeah. I'm going to get out here, man.
Most definitely.
Participate.
I got to go to New York tomorrow, man. But we most definitely going to get out here and do some protesting and shit. Did you open up your account?
What account?
At the Black Bank.
No.
You going to?
I need to, I'm going to have to go and you know, holler at them.
You have to talk to them for a minute.
Yeah.
Because you rich and shit. You
no, know. I just got to make sure they're FDIC.
Yeah.
And, you
they
know,
think they are.
And NAACP and IBM.
NWA.
NCAA.
I'm trying to open up an NWA account.
Right. I need where the United Negro College Fund.
I'm trying to put my money. I'm trying to put something in the screw it up click.
I need an SUC.
Hey,
man.
You
this
mean
off
S, girl?
Hey, man, this off the record. I just want to know, was I wrong, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
This dude, he...
With
he,
what you just did.
He had his dad's ashes in like in the chain or something. You know what I'm saying?
Stop. You already
real
wrong.
Real talk. He had his dad's ashes in the chain.
You did
right?
anything to it, you was wrong.
No, I ain't do shit to it. You know, I just asked, I was like, I don't, he be like, yeah, you know, I keep my dad with me, you know what I'm saying? I got the ashes and shit. I was like, oh, so that's your dad's ashes? He was like, yeah. I was like, bro, I ain't trying to be fun or nothing. So I was like, all right, that's his ashes. I was like, yeah. I was like, from the burnt body. He said, yeah. I was like, bro, so what if they're like his, like the ass part of the body that you walking around with?
I'm just gonna turn my back on you.
Yeah, you.
I
wrong.
Can't believe you asked him that shit. I can, but then again, I can't.
I just want to know, like, you don't know what part of the body that is. That's ashes.
And you never.
No, once it's burned up, it's all burned up. It don't matter.
But it would like it still has an effect. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if that's the ass part?
Shut up.
He always wondering if what
no.
stank. Like,
no,
it's the ass that's
no.
around your neck.
No, no,
that's
was
wrong as hell.
I mean,
wrong.
My daddy died, so I feel like I could ask that question. So I was like, shit.
He didn't get creamy.
But he wasn't on your neck?
Yeah, no. All right. For them, for them purposes.
You got to understand, you asked him that question in front of his daddy.
Yeah.
Ass.
His daddy right there on his neck, and he like, this disrespectful
motherfucker. Gonna ask me shit.
Ask you about ass on your neck, you better tell him. What did he say?
He ain't say shit.
He just
like, that made sense. I was like, you might be walking around with an ass cheek, nigga.
No.
What the fuck is your problem?
What is wrong with him, man?
I don't know, bro. I ask the same questions, you guys. Like, what's wrong with me?
Who the podcast know, for, man?
For niggas who walk around with their dad ass cheeks.
For people who insult people's cremated relatives.
Hey, man.
I really think the podcast is for all the women who smell their leggings before they wear them.
Ugh. This podcast for that white lady who was on a commercial, and she was like, now when I go to yoga, I don't smell like wet dog. Who wrote that commercial? And why did you say it? If that
I hate that KFC commercial where he's like, extra crispy.
Oh, you talking about the burnt
skin,
up kernel?
And his skin look like he's supposed to be black. Come on. Come on
to
down to KFC
up.
And get extra crispy.
So some
I'm
drugs.
Like, bro, go on with that bullshit. They be, ooh.
Hey,
that
man.
Shit be making me mad.
I appreciate it.
You not mad
this
at the Popeyes
shit.
Lady? You ain't never been mad at her.
Why? Because she's been in that one spot for all
I'm just saying,
life.
She just
I don't
keep
like the
telling
jingle.
Us how
to love that chicken from Popeyes.
And when she come on there, it's always...
Come get to Louisiana.
It ain't like never this, been that crunk at Popeyes. It's motherfuckers with umbrellas and shit and horns dancing
they
outside.
They have a whole second line.
Down here in New Orleans, well, that's a... well, what about at Popeyes?
Down here in New Orleans, we can get you to... Sam, I'm taking the Popeyes. They don't even let them finish the shit.
Hey, man.
Y'all know Donald Trump got black people with him.
Oh, shit. Going down.
Look at my African-American.
Yeah, he got so... He be having... He just
that
bring them out.
Look at my African-American. Like, he was proud of
look
him.
At him. Spin around.
Just
show
like
him your buttocks. Who wants to check out his teeth? He's strong as hell. This butt can lift anything. No?
Oh, hey, okay. Hey, my nigga, show him your altoid muscles.
Damn, near slavery again. They know what's going on.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what about that little boy that be campaigning for Donald Trump, man?
No.
Man, he better get his little weird-looking ass out of here.
They done messed this little nigga with quadricep.
Quantitavarius?
They done fucked his name up, man.
Quantitavarius?
Hey, before we go, you better stop. Gabby Douglas got her own Barbie doll. Got a new Olympic Barbie. Oh,
she deserve it.
Yep. Salute.
Hell
Gabby
yeah.
Douglas ain't playing with him.
Did y'all watch the VH1 Honors the other night?
Nope.
With Rich Homie Quan messing up stuff.
Yeah, he fucked
saw
up
that.
The Biggie lyrics.
I'm like, that nigga stupid as hell.
He said,
he came out at first on point.
With
like, okay,
Lil C's and Lil Alamo.
That nigga said, you want to sip more on the living room floor. Play Nintendo with C's and Alamo. With C's and Alamo?
You know what, though? You know what? Mm-hmm. I will stand up. Because I thought they said C's and Leo.
What'd he say?
I think he say C's and Nino. I had to go back and listen to it just to make sure. And I thought I was wrong, too, but I wasn't no Alamo.
But I know you got to listen to this shit before you go on stage, though.
Oh, he should have listened.
At least a thousand times.
I'm just glad they found fucking Lil Mama something to do. All she wanted was to be down with the crew. They let her be one of the Lil Kims. Ain't that dope?
She was one of the Lil Kims?
She was the yellow one. They let her be the... she was the pink one. They let her be the pink one.
So wait a minute. Who got a color of Power Rangers?
Oh, they had about four Lil Kims.
I know Tiana Taylor.
Dej Loaf was one.
Dej Loaf was
the yellow Lil Kim.
What?
Lil Mama was the pink Lil Kim.
What?
Then Tiana Taylor was the fat pussy Lil Kim.
What?
Bruh, I'm telling you.
Wait a minute. So
They had Power Rangers.
That's what I was about to say.
They had Lil Kim Power Rangers.
The pink Kim.
Pink, yellow. Yeah. And they had the one with just the fat pussy.
She's a hero.
They didn't going to bring pollution down to zero.
Hey,
I ain't going
to
stop
go
that
crazy.
Nigga from singing Captain Planet.
Wow. I just ain't know the word.
They'll kill me in the comments. Why you stopping from singing Captain Planet?
Hey, boy.
I wanted to be a Planeteer.
Boy, them comic book fans ain't the one you want to fuck with. Say something wrong. Yeah. I can't believe you. Captain America would have did anything for America.
Well, in actuality, Captain America was really from Albania, and then he came to America, and he was really good at fighting.
No,
and then
see,
he got the juice
if,
on him.
If
so
Superman wouldn't have died in fucking comic book 162, there never would have been a fucking Captain Planet, because if you look at Spider-Man 162, if you go all the way to the back on the last page, that's the first place you ever
but
see.
Superman can't die. I would not let you say that about him. He can die.
I would agree with you, but there's the thing, there's two different Earths. So one Earth has a super Superman and the other Earth has just a regular Superman. But the super Superman, he's totally different because he's a lot taller.
Well, no one would ever say how Batman died in fucking issue 41. No one ever talks about that. Batman's been dead for four years now.
Let me tell you, I don't like Batman because he's scary. He's not a real superhero. He only comes out at night. What if we need you in the daytime, bro? You're just gonna stay in the cave all fucking day? You're not a fucking superhero. You know what? You's a nigger who sits drugs.
And that is where we shall stop it. This is the 85 South Show, a podcast for niggas who went to college on a polo scholarship.
This is a show that is done in the future, by the future, for the future.
This show is for all the fair maidens with powdered wigs and long titties.
This is for the president. Who's black, and that we never thought he would be.
This podcast is for all real niggas who only drink ale and eat pheasant.
If you eat ale or mead, and you eat meat with only the bone in it, then you, too, can be classified.
This podcast is for all the niggas who are not on the Game of Thrones.
Oh, wait, we gotta do our Game of Thrones outro. Yes. All right. Yes, I am Clayton of English, first of my name, king of the first men, ruler of Bankhead, well, father of pit bulls,
well,
Ironborn.
I am the miller of Carlos. I am a scholarly scholar. I come with the knowledge and the literature from my homeland. I've come from a far land to trade gold and silver trinkets and to try your ale and to rest with your whores.
I have one question.
Wait a minute. You fuckers have introduced yourselves. I shall. No music because I can't hear myself. It is I, I have no name. It's just I.
I thought you were referred to as the DC, the youngest of the fly.
I am the flyest of all the bugs. I am the master and creator of ass licking.
The originator.
The originator of ass.
Tis this you, the one who created the ass licking.
Oh, it's
could it
me.
Be it's that he is the one that we attribute the booty being eaten as if it were gross? It
your ass. Name travels far and wide through the countryside.
That was the whole plan. And now I have been remembered as king.
Sire, we bow in your presence.
Bow,
we
peasants.
Shall give you our gold pence if you shall teach us the art of licking ass and making gold.
I wish my queen was here to hear you, because the bitch did not think I would be who I am today.
This is the 85 South Show, and we out this bitch. We funnier you know than what? All them other niggas.
You
I don't give a fuck
know,
with nobody.
Hey, so fan, I'm looking for a Khaleesi.
You know it.
85.
85. 85.